It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone would pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'll be praying for you and your needs. We are studying about the healing ministry of Paul. Last time we learned that he was preaching on the third floor, and there is a one man, Lutychus, fell from that third floor and died. But thank God Paul came and hugged him and told the people his life is in him, and the man was alive. So God did a miracle. That means he raised that man from the dead. After that, Paul was in journey. Here we see when they were going to Rome, and Paul gave the advice to the captain of the ship. We are going there, but this time there might be some kind of hurricane or some kind of problem in the sea, and we will have trouble. But they did not listen to him. Finally, there was a shipwreck, and the man wanted to kill all the prisoners, but Paul says, nobody is going to run away. Please don't kill, and he saved everyone's life. When they came to the little island called Malta, when they came, all these people were there to greet them and see, to help them. It was very cold, raining, and so they start the fire. And Paul went to gather some sticks for the fire. Can you imagine, so many people were there, but Paul is the only one decided to go and get some sticks. They were tired, they were hungry, sometimes they were even fasting. And Paul said, now don't worry, eat, everyone will be all right. So Paul was tired and hungry, and here he goes to carry the bundle of wood. And he got it and he just put it in the fire. And because of the heat, one snake, poisonous snake, jumped and bit his hand. And so he just shook it and the snake died in the fire. But the people of the island, they knew if someone get the snake bite, that person will swell and eventually die. It won't take much time. Within a few minutes, the person would die. So everyone start looking at Paul. And they start thinking, this is a prisoner. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a destroyer. And God saved his life from that shipwreck. But this is the person God hated. That's why this snake bit him, and now he's going to die. So they looked at him, and Paul didn't die. Then they changed their mind. If you want to study this story, go to the book of Acts, chapter 28, verses 1 to 6. Now when Paul didn't die, those people start thinking he might be God. And they were so much giving respect to him. The point I'm making here, the man of God saved so many people's life, and now he got the snake bite. Now someone would say, why this thing happened? Why God allowed this thing to happen? Everything has a purpose. But now, when he got bitten by a snake, people start thinking he is a bad person. And they start hating him. But when he didn't die, they thought he might be God. Because they never saw in their life somebody gets bitten by a snake. That person never lived. Because those days, they didn't have the medicine. And so, Paul did not die, and that gave Paul to do the Lord's work in that island. I believe that Jesus Christ told the disciples, when they're serving the Lord, snake or scorpion or any deadly poisonous things will not harm them. And so it's true. Today also there are so many people handling the snake, but I would not advise that. They are doing wrong thing. Jesus never said handle the snake. He said you will be stepping on snake, means snake you will be killing and his poison will not bother you. When I read this, I thought this is a miracle. The man didn't die. I got the same experience. I'll tell you these two things which is written in the Bible. If you drink poisonous things, it will not harm you, and even the snake's poison will not harm you. First, I'll tell you, somebody gave me the poison to drink. Now, here people were preaching about their Hinduism, and there were hundreds of people there, and we were just passing by. The Spirit of the Lord told me to preach there. And I thought it's difficult to preach there because these people are preaching, I would not get a chance. I had one Christian brother with me. And so I said, here the Spirit of God tells me to preach here. So I stood there. One man, he came to me and he said, sir, you look like some kind of businessman. Could you give me $10 for the temple of the Hindu God? We are building it and we are raising the fund. I said, well, can I get a chance to speak first? He thought maybe if I speak, then I'll give a chance, I'll give the money. So he went and asked his priest. And that priest was standing on 1 foot for 18 years. So he could not use 1 foot anyhow. So he was standing there. He asked, this man wants to say something. So he gave me the permission. I took the book of Acts and said, listen, the word of God says, God does not live in handmade temple. So what kind of temple you're going to make? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says, you are the temple of the living God. But anyone defile the temple of God, God himself will destroy that person. And then I took time and preached there for a long time. But at the same time, this one of the brothers, he was a civil engineer, and he had another friend, civil engineer. He said, we have to go and pray for him, he's sick. So I said, okay, we'll go. So I said to these people, you know, take my car, come to my church, or I'll come back and preach again. And the priest says, you are not going to go. So I said, what's the problem? He said, I'm going to give you something to drink, and I want to see what your God can do. I said, I'm not thirsty. He said, you're thirsty or not, you have to drink this. And there were so many people and we are only two Christians. So I said, okay, give it. So he went behind me and the other brother was watching what he was doing. So this brother told me in different language, which these people, local people, didn't understand. And he told me, I saw somebody putting some powder, maybe it's a poison, don't drink. I said to him, just pray, because the word of God says if somebody gives you deadly poisonous things, it will not harm you. And so I took the jar, prayed over it, and I drank everything and gave the empty jar. And then I said, can I go? He said, go. We left. Hospital was in a walking distance. This brother starts saying, let's go to the hospital, because these people gave you poison, I'm sure about it. I said, that's okay, let's go and pray for your friend. We went and prayed for his friend, and when we came back, these people were camping for 6 months. They just ran for their life. And there was none in that camp. So this brother got worried again. He said, let's go and wash out, take out this poison. I said, sir, if God wants to kill me, and this is my time, then nobody can save me. And I did not go to doctor. Until today, I'm still alive. That's the one experience what Jesus said. The deadly poisonous thing somebody gives to you, and if you drink, you will not die. I am not advising you to go and drink the deadly poisonous things. But this was enemy giving to me, and there was no way I can get out of it. But God saved my life. Another experience, I was lying down in the summertime in the porch, open porch. Midnight, something bit me. And I just took that thing and threw it. And I heard the boom sound. And then I woke up. And then I went to the man who was having laundromat, and he was ironing the clothes. It was almost 12:30 or so. So I showed him this wound. He looked at it. He said, it's a jivd. I said, what do you mean jivd? In Gujarati language, he said, they said, we don't say the name of that thing because that's our God. So I said, tell me what it is. He says, cobra snake. So I said, okay, no problem. He said, no, you're going to die. We're going to call the taxi and take you to the hospital. I said, don't worry about it. I'll be all right. And his baby was crying and crying. I said, your baby is crying. She has a high fever. Can I pray for her? Just like these people thought Paul is a murderer, killer, a bad person. That's why God wanted to kill him. Same way this person start thinking. He said, no. If snake bites somebody, then we do not touch that person or do anything because he's going to die. So I said, I'm not going to die. He said, then don't sleep whole night until 4 o'clock. And I went in, took a cotton ball, put some coconut oil, and put the handkerchief, tied it, and start praying. And within half an hour, I saw a clock, 4 o'clock. I thought it's 4 o'clock, and I went to bed. 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, because every morning, 4 o'clock, I used to pray. And so the baby is still crying. So I went and talked to the man. I said, can I pray for your baby? He said, you are still alive? I said, yes. He said, go and pray. I touched her and prayed for her in the name of Jesus. And that girl was completely healed. Fever gone, and she stopped crying. So the point I'm making, God does miracles today. No poisonous things. No poison can harm you if you are really dedicated man of God. And if you really want to serve the Lord, we cannot live in fear and anxiety. I'm not telling you if the snake bites and don't go to hospital. I'm not telling you if somebody gives you poison, don't go to doctor. You just run and go and get a treatment. But this was my faith. I didn't want to do anything. Today also the same kind of faith I have. If I got hurt or some problem or something, I do not rush anywhere. I said, this is my life. If God wants to keep me for a longer time, then He will give me grace. If not, my time has come, I'll go. By the grace of God, I am still alive and healthy. So point I'm making, we see in the Word of God, Paul got this experience, healing the lame and crippled man, even the raising this man from the dead, and now God saved him from poisonous thing. And not only that, we heard that he started giving handkerchief and apron to other people, and they got healed. So God used Paul, and he did so many unusual miracles. And we learn about Peter also. So the point I'm making, Peter, Paul, these two people's ministry is shining in the Word of God. Somebody will say, then why other ministers' ministry is not given? And there are so many other books. Some people are saying there is a book of Mark and book of some other people, but I don't know why their ministry is not written in the Bible. But so many people went to different countries and they did so many miracles, the other book says. But this is more than enough to believers to know, if Peter can do it, if Paul can do it, if I can do it, you can do it. And that's the purpose I'm doing this program. I want you to know, I am an ordinary person. If God is using me for His glory, God can use you. There is no difference between you and me. We are all human beings. And God loves everyone. Now, what is hindrance that everybody is not doing it? The hindrance is this. The people, some of the people are living in sin. If person lives in sin, God cannot use that person. Some person doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. And so they tried with a different religion and different doctrines and tried to copy what the Bible says, but didn't work and will not work. Because Jesus Christ is the living God. Whatever He promised in the Word of God, we experience exactly, and it works. If it was not in the Bible, that deadly poisonous thing, if you eat or drink, you will not die, I would not take it. I prayed. Bible says, pray over it and God will sanctify it. I laid hand and prayed. And I said, nothing is going to harm me. The Word of God says so. Today also I'm saying, when you get the food, pray over your food. You never know, you can finish that food. Many people choke and die before they finish the food. The point I'm making, we have to live for God. I take the food and pray over it. When I finish the food, thank God that I was able to finish it, and I give glory to God. You never know that you are going to finish the food. So, Bible says, eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Why we are living in this world? We are living for God. Search God. Love God. Follow God. And you will never be the same. There are people dying without God and without Christ. Some of them dying like in a womb. Some little children are dying. The young children are dying. Teenagers are dying. Middle-aged people are dying. People are dying in accidents and different kinds of disease. But if you live for God, God will give you extended life. If you read Psalm 91, He says, the many problems you will see with your eyes, the enemy will be 10,000 or thousands of people dying, you know, right and left hand, war and famine and all kinds of disaster. He said, but I will protect you. How? When you stay closer to God. Stay under His wings. He will protect you. And then last verse He says, I will show Him my salvation and I'll give Him the long life. The long life is from God. He wants to keep you, protect you, and give you eternal life. Eternal life comes from Jesus Christ. No other God, no other religion, no other man can give this life. Only Jesus gives this life. We learn about Paul. He was a murderer, killer, destroyer. And when Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you. Kick against the prick. And Paul transformed. He believed Jesus Christ. And he suffered for Him. And he lived for Christ. And he lived a long life. We'll be learning in another next program how God used him even at that particular time. The prisoners were there. the shipwreck was there, and people were having so many problems, and people thought he's going to die, but God gave him life. And I learned one thing. When something happens like this, then it is not without the will of God. The Word of God says, whatever bad things happens to you, something good will come out of it. Just think that man was heathen when I got the snake bite. And he starts saying, don't touch my daughter, don't pray. But once I was healed, he allowed me to pray. Not only that, he had the crippling disease and he told me to pray for him and he got healed. And he got a lot of respect. And there I was in the midst of all the Hindu people, and my church was midst of all Hindu. There was not a Christian person in my neighborhood. God used me for the glory of God. If these miracles would not happen, people will not give you respect. But because God does unusual miracles, people will love you. People will say something good about this person, even though they don't like you. But God will put some kind of fear in their heart. So I'm trying to tell you, Christian life is a glorious life. If you never believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your golden opportunity. What you have to do, simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And let's pray. If you pray this prayer, something will happen to you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior, Healer, and Deliverer. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. I promise you, I'm going to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, what does it mean? You received the greatest gift, the Savior of the world, into your spirit. Now you are not an ordinary person. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ lives in you. You are a new creation. All the trouble you were going through, and you're suffering alone. Now Jesus Christ is going to give you grace, and you're going to shine for him. And you will have the desire in your heart that when I got saved, I got healed, I want other people to get saved and healed. It's a glorious experience. Start reading the Word of God. Start from the John's Gospel. When you finish the John's Gospel, then go and read the John's letters. They are almost the end of the book. 5 letters. Please read them. Combine John and his letters. You'll be never the same. You will see the love of God. You will see how to love brothers and sisters. You will learn there is mighty God lives in us. And that God does hear our prayer when we pray. So these books will help you to grow. Then you can read from Matthew to Revelation, and you'll never be the same. You will be a preacher, teacher. You don't have to give up your job. If God calls you, then only do. So many people, they just go to the Bible school and come out, and they have no calling, and they start serving the Lord. And when the trials and tribulation and problem comes, they just give up. I hear all the time, people are saying, oh, how many ministers are quitting the ministry? I tell them, they are not called. If you are called by God, you are not going to run away. He will give you grace to suffer for his sake. We learn that Jesus Christ said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. In each and every situation, call upon God. And he will come to rescue you. I'm going to pray for you if you are sickness or disease, or if your loved one are suffering. Let's pray. Pray with me. for those people who are suffering. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. If they are sick, if they are afflicted, they have incurable disease, they spend a lot of money, nothing happened. Doctor told them he cannot do anything for you. But Jesus is the greatest doctor. He is the greatest physician. Jesus never lost any case. So we turn these people to you. Have mercy on us. Touch each and everyone. Heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, once I say, it is done. When we pray, our prayer is answered and God has already healed you and it's done. So what? You just try to do the things which you were not able to do before. If you cannot stretch your hand, stretch your hand. If you cannot walk, you walk. If you're not able to read or write, do. Everything God has given to you by faith, use it for the glory of God. And another thing, witness to somebody. Go to church. Find a church where the full gospel is preached. And tell pastor, I want to know more about Jesus. Grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And you will never be the same. Now the time is almost gone. Please, each time when this program comes, tell others and call for prayer. I'll be more than happy to pray for you and your needs. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.